Zeka Zogin Parakei Mishnah Gimel Mimesha Amru Karnoise Venisa Agabi Mishkov Tor Chutz Min Adam. Because the Chacham has said anything that carries or is being carried by the Mishkov of the Zohar would be taught with the exception of a person. This is going back at the end of the previous Mishnah that it said that Oichon Mashkin or Maga that are underneath the Zohar that are carrying the Zohar without coming into contact with the Zohar would be taught. They would not become Tamei from the Zohar. And so too, if the Oichon Mashkin or Maga are underneath the Mishkov of the Zohar, something the Zohar laid down on such as a mattress which had become an Avatumah, the Oichon Mashkin or Maga would not become Tamei from the Mishkov of the Zohar if they didn't come into contact with the Mishkov of the Zohar. And the Mishnah explains why is it that the Echelon Mashkin or Madak would not become Tame from the Mishkan of the Zohar, but they're underneath it. That's because, Chachamim said, anything that carries or is being carried by the Mishkan of the Zohar would be told would not become Tame from the Mishkan, with the exception of a person. A person who carries a Mishkan of the Zohar, even though he didn't come into contact with it, nor did he move it, would become Tame. So too, if a person is being carried by the Mishkan of the Zohar, is being supported by the Mishkan of the Zohar, even though it's not in contact with it, for example, there's a large stone on the Mishkan of the Zohar, and a person sits on that stone, the person would become Tamei from the Mishkan of the Zohar. Ko ha-noise v'nisa agabe ha-nevele tor. Chutz min ha-mesa. Anybody that carries or is being carried by an nevele, by the carcass of an animal, and that nevele is Tamei, but the person who carried is being carried by it, who doesn't come into contact with an nevele, would be tar, with the exception of somebody who causes an nevela to move, such a person would become tame from the nevela. Rabbi Eliezer, says that which if a person causes the nevela to move, he becomes tame from the nevela. That's only if he is carrying the nevela. If he is carrying the nevela plus he causes it to move, he would become tame. But if he is simply causing the nevela to move, he would not become tame even. If he is being carried by the nevela, he would not become tamei. The only way he would become tamei for the nevela is if he causes it to move. Plus, he is carrying the nevela. Kol ha-noise v'nisa agabe ha-meis tor. Chutz min ha-mah. Anything that carries or is being carried by a meis would be tor, would not become tamei from the meis if it's not in direct contact with the meis. Unless it becomes tamei bar, unless it's underneath the same roof of the meis or is directly above or underneath the meis. Now, how is it possible for something to carry or be carried by a maid without becoming tamei ba'ol from the maid, from a portion of explaining? For example, if the things that are carrying or being carried by the maid are on a different floor than the maid, what would be an example of that? If the maids are on the second floor of a house, and there are things directly underneath the maid from the first floor, and the weight of the maid causes the floor of the second floor, which is the ceiling of the first floor, to buckle in and come into contact with the things that are on the first floor underneath the maid, those things would be considered as if they're carrying the mace. And even so, they would not become tamei ba'ol since they're on a different floor. And so too, if the mace are on the first floor, and there are things that are directly above the mace on the second floor, and the floor of the second floor, which is the ceiling of the first floor, buckles in from the weight of those things, coming into contact with the mace that's directly underneath it on the first floor, it would be considered if the mace is carrying those things. Even so, those things would not become tamei from the mace since they're on a different floor. The Adam is Machahu Mason. And a person, whether he's carrying the mace or being carried by the mace, if he causes the mace to move, he would become Tame from the mace. That which we said, that anything that carries or is being carried by the mace would be tar, the exception would be a person. A person who's carrying a mace or being carried by a mace, if he causes the mace to move, he would become Tame from the mace, even though he's not in direct contact with the mace. But if he carries the mace or is being carried by the mace, but does not cause the mace to move, he would not become tamei from the mace. Sechas Oven Perakei Mishnah Dalet Miksas Tamei Alatar or Miksas Tar Alatamei. If only a part of the tamei, only a part of the zot, such as his finger, is on the tar, is being carried by the tar, or only a part of the tar is on the tamei, is on the zot, and being carried by the zot. Chibure tamei ala tor, v'chibure tor ala tamei. Or if only something that's attached to the zohar is on the tor, such as a hair or a fingernail, or only something attached to the tor is on the zohar. In all these cases, the tor would become tamei from the zohar, as he doesn't have to be carrying the entire zohar in the zohar. does that have to be carrying the entire talk for the person to become tummy? Even if he's only carrying part of the zav or being carried by part of the zav, he would become tummy. And that which we have said previously, that in order for a zav to be mitami and mishkav, most of the zav has to be supported by the mishkav. That's only by tumas mishkav. But in this case, the tar would become tame, even though it's only a part of the tar being carried or carrying the zav. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, mixas tame ala tar tame. Or mixas tar ala tame tar. Rabbi Shimon agreed with the Tanakhama. In such a case that the tar is carrying a part of the tame, that a finger of the zav is on the tar, in such a case Rabbi Shimon agreed that the tar would become tame. But in the case where it's the tameh carrying the tar, that a part of the tar is on the tameh, in such a case the tar would not become tameh, he would be tar. And just like by tumas mishkav, you need most of the zav to be supported by the mishkav for the mishkav to become tameh, so too in this case, where the tameh, the zav, is carrying a part of the tar, he would not become tameh unless he is carrying robe of the tar, the majority of the tar.